Oh, the time is there, my friend. Yeah, between the LS swap and big and the old school old big block. No, yeah, you did the right thing. Go for it. Yeah. No LS swap. Yeah, that's what the that's what the people on the YouTube do. But it's not right. It's not right. You gotta keep it. You gotta keep it straight.
Yeah, I've got an engine I was putting it together for my drag car. It's a 100 over 454. It's, what is it, 476 cubic inch, I believe it is. And it'll be a pretty good motor, but I don't know. I keep want to put it back in my drag car, but my wife don't want me to get into drag racing anymore. the chassis, it was a tube chassis car, and the chassis was built in the mid-60s by Logie Stamping Company down in Detroit, and the car's pretty old, and I talked to one guy from Logie. In fact, it was the guy whose name was John Logie, and, you know, they used to build dragsters for Top Fuelers and stuff like that. My car is what they call an altered. It's a little Model T body. Tube chassis car. It's pretty short. It's only got like a 93-inch wheelbase. But I've got I was going to put that 476 in that. But John Logie told me, he says, put it together and show it. He says, don't run it. He says, we didn't do anything to pickle the inside of it. So some of those things rusted from the inside out. So, yeah, I got to kind of take heed his warning. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with that.